The pulmonary ward of Manila's Veterans Hospital is filled with old and frail men. Once able-bodied soldiers who helped the United States defeat Japan during the Second World War. For them, a new American law granting at least $9,000 as a one-time payment for their service in the U.S. military has come almost too late. Melchor Pablo has been confined here since October. He breathes through an oxygen tube and struggles to speak. He is one of scores of Filipino veterans who lobbied in the United States for recognition. Pablo says in spite of American promises, he came back empty-handed. Pablo fought the Japanese in Bataan in the northern Philippines. His unit was luckily moved to Manila before Bataan fell to the Japanese. Then, tens of thousands of captured Filipino and American soldiers were forced to walk 160 kilometers in intense heat with little water or food. The fabled Death March. Pablo tries to hold back tears as he remembers his colleagues who did not live to see this day. In the past few weeks, thousands of frail Filipino veterans traveled to Veterans Affairs Office across the Philippines to apply for the lump sum benefit. Some came in ambulances. A few died shortly after they made a journey. 87-year-old Beda Carrion endured a six-hour car ride to the nearest office. Carrion, who cannot walk unaided, says he had to bring a doctor and an aide along for the trip. He says he thought the trip was his last chance to collect on the American promise. Carrion says the American attitude over the decades disgusted him. He says of the 30 World War II vets living in his area, only five are left. The Philippines was a U.S. territory when the war broke out.
Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered organized military forces in the government of the Philippines into service in the American military. More than 250,000 Philippine troops fought under U.S. command. After the war, these soldiers were initially considered U.S. veterans and were supposed to enjoy the same benefits as their American counterparts. But a 1946 law overturned this status. Many only received partial benefits from the United States. Since then, Filipino veterans have demanded recognition and benefits. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo welcomed the payment, authorized by the U.S. Congress in February as a victory for the estimated 20,000 Filipino veterans still alive today.
With the passage of the bill and the stroke of a pen, the U.S. Congress and the U.S. President recognized more than 60 years of struggle endured by surviving Filipino veterans for World War II.
Veteran Carrion says he's happy that America has shown compassion. The veterans have until next February to apply for the payment. It could take months before they finally receive a check. Their advanced age and poor health, some say they hope it will not come too late. Hedda Baron for VOA News, Manila.